I'm Rose Skeeters, host of From Borderline to Beautiful, a show about hope and recovery for BPD.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of From Borderline to Beautiful. I am here today for a Tuesday Truth to talk about texting. Okay, so let's face it, technology is really great. We have the new invention of artificial intelligence. Technology allows me the opportunity to come on here and tell my story so that you can feel less alone, so that you can gain hopefully some good content, you know, and you know, supplement your recovery journey. So like there's totally benefits to tech. You know, the downside to tech is when you're impulsive in nature and you have an impulsive tool at your fingertips, you know, it can really put you in a bad way when it comes to relationships. So what do I mean by that? Well, an obstacle that people often come across when it comes to relationships and creating space in relationships is being in a big emotion and then impulsively texting their person. I've been on the receiving end of this, and I've also done this. I think, you know, when I was in recovery and I hadn't yet mastered naming and taming my emotions and working through the developmental delay, learning how to process information and respond versus react, I would start a text message. I would say, oh, I have to get this off my chest, right? And so because the text message is right there, the phone is right there, excuse me, I would open the message and not regulate. I would go right to, I feel invalidated. I don't think this is fair. This is blah, blah, blah. You said you were going to do this. You said you were going to see me, and kind of go right into the tirade of all of the things that that person did wrong. And unfortunately, that would create problems in my relationships because I wasn't speaking to anyone. I was actually tantruming in a text. So TT, Truth Tuesday, tantruming in a text. Lots of T's there. And let's face it, with borderline personality disorder, I've said multiple times that this is like it's a developmental delay. So impulsivity comes, it's like par for the course, right? And impulse control is hard, right? When you're upset and you're in a big emotion and somebody texts you something frustrating or you feel invalidated, you get your phone, type out your monologue, immediately press send. You'd receive emails and texts without thinking. You press reply with the first thought that comes to your head, right? Maybe you have you think of a movie or you want to share your day with the person that you're with. And so you just text them pictures all day long of your day, information all day about your day. You know, and while it seems like it's not that big of a deal, when you have an impulsive behavior pattern, it definitely sets you up to have consequences because you're not thinking about how your behavior is impacting the other person. You're not thinking about deepening a connection of a relationship by waiting to share certain information for later on. You know, you don't have to make eye contact with that person. So if you're texting in an episode, these relational repair, these key things that are required, like regulating your emotions, learning how to repair a relationship, making eye contact, they're not required of you. You can just pick up your phone and just go, you know? And so I want you to start thinking about the way that you text. And I want you to really, really consider what you're typing before you press send. So three things to consider. Thing number one is when someone texts you, are you slowing down enough to actually read what they've said to you? Really big question. I'm going to say it again. When someone texts you, are you slowing down enough to actually read what they've sent to you? So if someone says, I'm so sorry, I'm busy at work, I can't make it tonight, can we please reschedule for Friday? And you were banking on going. You really wanted to go. They have a busy season at work, maybe. Maybe they've let you down before. I don't know. Or maybe they've never let you down. I think it doesn't really matter. But if you perceive to be that you will be rejected or abandoned, and you think that that person is just stringing you along or hurting you in that situation, you might fire back. Are you kidding me? I'm already ready to go. But you promised. This is so hurtful. This is so invalidating. Or maybe you have quiet BPD and you say nothing at all. But either way, I'm wondering, did you read the first text? So when you read that first text, you have to take the person's word, right? Especially if you choose to be in relationship with them. So if they're busy at work and you're trying to walk this path of recovery and you're trying to have a moral compass and you're trying to like be the person you created on that vision board so that you can grow up through that developmental delay, is that the most appropriate response? Wouldn't it be better if you walked away from your phone, walked away from the message, started to process a little bit, hey, what's this person trying to say? And try to look with compassion. You know, a great text back after regulating would be, you know, thank you so much for communicating that. That's a bummer. You know, I'm definitely disappointed. And yeah, I would absolutely love to go with you on such and such a day. And let me know if you need anything. I appreciate you. You're important to me. That text back shows the person that you've read the information, you've received that information, and you know what? Even though you're disappointed, you care about them. But how often are you slowing down, reading, and absorbing? I want you to read it. You know when you read a book or a page? Sometimes I'll be reading something and I don't even know, I'm thinking about something else. So I'm so distracted that I'm not absorbing what I read. So I have to read the same paragraph over and over again. Anybody have that experience? I have that experience when I'm tired, when I'm not really into the material. So I'll have to like highlight and take out a book anyway. Or I'm sorry, take out a pen, highlight, take notes. So that happens for people, I think, when they read text messages too. I've definitely been guilty of like rushing right in. If I'm busy, I'm not fully reading a text, so I'll reply. And I just think that this is something that it puts you at a disadvantage in relationship because you don't have an opportunity to process what's actually happening and what's going on and to mentalize the other person. So here are some things that I would encourage. First of all, I really need you to wrap your mind around the fact that there's this developmental delay. I've said this before and I'll continue to say it. I believe repetition is one of the key factors in recovery because this is a lot of new learning for folks. Lots of people don't slow down enough to read the messages, so they don't absorb. And I'll have sessions and I love helping people with this aspect of recovery because I'm able to slow their mind down and help them read the message. So we can start theorizing, maybe what is this other person thinking? How are they feeling, right? And so the first thing that I want you to do is accept the fact that maybe impulse texting is hurting you in your recovery journey, right? Radical acceptance, really key here, because built within this diagnosis is this concept of developmental delay. So once you can get that under control, I want you to start working on what to do when someone texts you. So the first thing that I want you to do before you press send is I want you to check in with yourself and figure out whether or not you're able to slow yourself down enough to read the message. And then I want you to write down what you would say, right? Instead of just, you know, allowing your emotions to take you on autopilot and saying whatever it is that comes to your mind, I want you to follow that loyalty and your moral compass and say what you mean and mean what you say by writing down what you want to say. Then check in with yourself to see how distressed are you? Are you dysregulated? Are you speaking from a place of love, of mutual respect and understanding in a relationship, or from emotion? Then I want you to step away, use your skills, cold water, regulate yourself. Go back, read what you've written. Does it take into consideration the other person's thoughts, feelings, and behaviors and desires? If the answer is no, then you're going to have to walk away from it a little bit and regulate again. Seek support or advice until you're calm enough to be able to care about the other person so that you're not just sending them a barrage of messages. Really important. With the developmental delay, for me, what happens is if I get information that is new information, or in the past when I would receive information I didn't like, I would have a heightened response. And my heightened response would cause me to react. Maybe even I wouldn't text back, but I would just react, you know. And in that reaction, I wasn't able to Rolodex in my mind all of the appropriate responses. You know, I had a social skill delay. And even now, sometimes if there's brand new information, something new I'm trying to learn, I have to remind myself that even though my emotions go, hyperbolically speaking, a million miles an hour, my cognitive ability is a bit behind that, definitely. So it takes me about 2 or 3 minutes to go through my mind what actually I want to formulate as a thought. I have to think about the big picture. I have to think about what the other person is maybe thinking and feeling. And then I have to be willing to slow down, regulate my emotion, and then come up with a response. And this is a process that I actually find super freeing. It's a formula that allows me to honor the developmental delay that I occasionally experience. And it's something that I've been doing since, you know, the beginning of recovery. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say that this is always that easy, because people with borderline personality disorder are impulsive. And I was impulsive. I would text it all. And I would text in an effort to avoid regulating, because regulating my emotions was uncomfortable and I didn't want to do it. So step number one, accept it. You know, just accept it. It's okay. You can be different. And knowing how different you are means that you have control over what differences you want to keep and which ones you want to grow through. And then practice. Understand that your emotions are going to rush ahead, but your processing is going to be a bit behind, because you have to take time to understand that empathy, the other person's point of view, cognitive empathy. So write down what you'd want to say. Figure out whether or not it takes into consideration the other person's perspective. Set a boundary. Know what tends to make you react quickly, and I want you to start to set up some strategies that are going to counteract this, right? Set boundaries. Make sure that before you click send, you've actually read and reread, and this goes for emails as well. Make sure that you want to put that information out there. Ask yourself, is this how I want to represent myself in the world? Most of the first drafts of emails and texts, they carry a lot of emotion. Sometimes it was helpful for me to think, like, if this was a work setting, would I send this? Would I send this to my boss? Would I want people that know me to read this? So I would pass it through those gates. And I encourage you to take a second and breathe. It's very important that we practice focusing on our breath and slowing the world down, which is mindfulness, because it helps us take a minute and just think. A lot of folks will tell me that they worry if they don't respond right away, the other person will get upset. And I understand that. I think we all live in an impulsive texting world, right? Even people who don't have diagnoses will text back right away or text with their everything that comes to their mind. And that's okay. They can do that. But for you, my encouragement is that I want you to know that you don't have to text back right away, because sometimes, a lot of the time, if not all the time, when you're texting back right away and you're in recovery and you haven't given yourself time, your brain time, to slow down that emotional reaction and to have your cognitive processing and your ability to read the social situation catch up, you're going to say something that really puts some poison into that relationship. So it's better to wait even 24 hours before texting back if you need to, than it is to text back something that you'll regret later on that doesn't match up with who you are, who you want to become, and that hurts that other person's feelings. Okay, everybody. So that is another Truth Tuesday. I hope you have some really good concrete things that you can do this week for texting. I want to make an announcement quickly. We are beginning. I had said that we're going to do a group in April. I wanted to push that date out a bit. I had a lot of people request to join that group, but they weren't able to join in the beginning of April. So the first group is going to be Friday, May 3rd, 2024. It is going to be at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time for 90 minutes. We're going to meet every week for 6 weeks. We're going to talk about the things we talked about today in more detail and greater lens. We're going to do some education about borderline personality disorder and just be coaching and walking this walk together. If you want more information, you can give me a call, 844-9-THRIVE, or you can email me at rose@thriveonlinecounseling.com. You can also pop over on to our website, thriveonlinecounseling.com, and click on support groups to sign up today. All right, everybody. Well, thank you so much for listening to another episode of From Borderline to Beautiful, and I will see you next Tuesday. Are you tired of feeling frustrated?
resentful or disconnected from your family, friends, and partner? Thrive Mind Body LLC Mindset Coaching and Counseling can help you. Visit us on the web at thriveonlinecounseling.com. Again, that's thriveonlinecounseling.com.